Hello.
Hello, this is
Hi,
Joe.
Joe. Hey, I'm Sarah. Sarah Germani
What's
speaking from
up?
BI Research.
Yeah, I apologize for the way I answered. I thought it said scam call coming in, so I didn't, wasn't sure.
That's okay. That's okay. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Okay, great. So Joe, I actually I'm researching on COVID-19 point of care tech in the United States. So I was seeking your help in the same. So shall we get started?
Sure. What do you have? Just a few questions for me on the testing?
Yeah, just a few questions. So I wanted
Okay.
to actually preferably understand that my particular research is on nucleic acid-based point of care COVID-19 test. So for example, ID Now by Abbott, then there is BioFire Respiratory, yeah. So yeah, and few more nucleic acid-based COVID-19 point of care test. I actually wanted to understand how are these tests available for the patients in United States? So are there distributors who are providing, like I see I went through your company. Yeah. So even you offer point of care test. So do you offer any of these COVID-19 point of care tests?
So everybody that I deal with in the States, I don't deal with any manufacturers here. Everybody I deal with is still. So, and mostly it's in big quantities. So a 500,000 plus quantities at a time and more. That's usually 9 times out of 10 a brokerage deal.
Okay. So how does it works? Like I was looking forward to understand the whole distribution channel for point of care testing in United States for COVID-19 test. So how does it work, say, for its X company? Like I am the manufacturer, or Abbott Laboratories is the manufacturer for ID Now COVID-19 test. How is it available to the patients? Like what are the different modes of channels?
So, as I said, I've got about 3 different reliable, and believe me, that's a huge stopping point is the reliability of, well, the lack of reliability of most of the people that are in the industry, the
Okay.
greater percentage. It's just been, I've been in the business since the start of COVID, and it took me probably a year to figure out that the legitimacy of certain individuals. So,
Right.
as things heat up, for example, when COVID first started, there was a big push for 3M N95 masks. So you'll
Yeah.
have lots and lots of people from everywhere. A lot of Chinese, Indonesians, things of
Yeah.
that nature. Just come into the market, try to make a quick buck, and be gone. Now,
Yeah.
they're not necessarily connected to 3M. They might even be connected with people who are making fraudulent 3M products. So, again, it took a long time to ferret those people out, and they disappeared with the mask, for example. But then 6 months later, the same exercise happened with cranberry nitrile gloves. It's the hot item. Hospitals need them badly. And here come the crazy fraudulent brokers again from everywhere. Now, I'm going to say about 2.5 months ago, the testing market exploded like that, and it only lasted for about a month and a half. So now people who are bringing in big lots, again, by that time, though, now I have a good relationship with legitimate distributors. And those big
Yeah.
distributors have the relationships with the end users, hospitals, healthcare centers, senior centers, things of that nature.
nursing facilities and others.
Right. Or, for example, education. So there's a lot of schools that wanted, had a big demand for testing. And
right.
I've known two individuals from the start who started working in one in Kentucky school system and another one here in Illinois where I am, started working in the school system for testing. So
okay.
Those are the people that I always go back to.
Right, right. Not
that I'm from the commodities industry. I was a commodities trader for 25 years in Chicago. And
okay.
This is strictly like a commodities industry right now, you know, supply and demand drive the price, and quantities drive price. So, again, testing was really hot, and now it's cooled off a lot. People don't want to be holding, the big distributors don't want to be holding a lot of product. You know, a month ago they had 1 million to 10 million tests in their facility.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that helps, but that's what I've experienced and that's who I deal with.
No, it definitely does. It's quite helpful. So as you stated, can you name few big distributors in the United States for such COVID-19 tests? Like I came across Medline, then there is Cadillac Health that I came across, and then a few more.
Well, there's McKesson and Cardinal.
Cardinal, yes.
Yeah. Are you familiar with McKesson?
McKesson, yes. So McKesson, Cardinal, Henry, Medline.
Mm-hmm.
So these were the four. Yeah. So can you help me understand if there are any others that are there?
Well, most of the large distributors kept their relationships with people that they had already worked with, you know, prior to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so those people or the government would get first dibs at their product. So a lot of the people that were trying to, a lot of the newcomers that were trying to get into a McKesson, for example, really didn't have any chance. So a good friend of mine who I mentioned is in Kentucky, he started working with senior citizens from the very start. He already had a 25-year relationship with McKesson. And, with the DME, which is wheelchairs, crutches, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So he got great pricing. He got first shot at their inventory.
Yeah. So it's like supposedly there is a point of care nucleic test provided by Abbott Laboratories, for example, which is called as IDNR COVID test. So Abbott Laboratories, for example, would pair up with McKesson or Cardinal Health, which are the large distributors. And then these distributors would provide the COVID-19 test to smaller distributors and other areas like hospitals, nursing facilities, urgent care settings. Is it how it goes?
Now, the last leg of the situation is McKesson's going to provide to contracted individuals that had a relationship with them previous to COVID.
Okay. So it's contract based.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let me just tell you too. There was a lot of, you know, so if there was an organized chain of logistics before, that organization in the past year had gone out the window. It's just not. It was a free-for-all for all those products at one time or another.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, yes. So moving forward, Joe, can you help me understand how much share or margin does a distributor hold in the, say, COVID-19 test? for a manufacturer, if manufacturer if the manufacturer produces a product for X cost, yeah. So it's on an average for a share, like 30% is held by a distributor or 20% is held by a distributor. How does that go?
It's probably the money's going to talk there. For example, I have a very trusted source. She's in Denver. She has three different warehouses: New York, Denver, and L.A.
Okay.
So when things really were heating up, like I said, in the test markets 2 months ago,
Yeah.
she had the availability with eye health tests, CareStar tests, in the millions. So she had relationships with those people. They knew she was reliable, and that she could move that product. Just last Friday, somebody
Yeah.
messaged me and said they had 5 million CareStar tests. So I went to her straight away. She said, "No, I'm not interested. I'm not going to be holding that much product in this
Yeah.
market. The market has slowed down drastically."
But Joe,
Very smart.
I was researching. I have come to understand that companies are manufacturing COVID, like they're manufacturing point of care test, which can be applied to both influenza or flu as well as COVID. So,
Right.
yeah, what is your take on it?
I've just been directly interested in COVID testing. Every
Okay.
now and then there's a conversation about covering other influenzas, things of that nature. I haven't had a need to go there yet, but I think once COVID starts to calm down, we'll start talking about the other diseases that are out there. In fact, at my Kentucky source, he does numerous tests. So I know he's right now he's holding product that he didn't think he would be. He has a couple, maybe 20,000 Quidel tests that he's still holding on to. So he's going to have to transition into other testing.
Yeah, makes sense. So the COVID-19 market, testing market, I assume is going down now, considering there is controlled cases or controlled COVID-19. Right now, at this point, I assume that the testing is not so robust as it was previously. Is that true?
I believe so. Yes. Are you on LinkedIn very much?
Yeah, I am.
If you follow some of the people there, the people who are promoting it still heavily, I believe the people who are holding on to product, they can't get rid of it. They're saying, "Oh, there's a great need out there. We have to keep testing to make sure everybody's safe." I'm like,
Absolutely.
"No, you have to keep putting that out because you need to sell your tests."
So that is one driver, to prevent the surge in COVID-19 cases, you have to be sustaining the testing alongside. Yeah, makes sense. So, moving forward, Joe, I'm not sure, like, how does companies do promotion for COVID-19 test? Like, there is online distribution channel. Then there are companies who are sticking to their traditional brick and mortar distribution network, or there are companies who take a combination of both. So how does COVID-19 test, point of care test promotion happens there? Is it happen state-wise? Does it differ? Or is it common for all the regions?
I'm going to say it varies in each region. I'm mainly dealing in the Midwest, so I don't know exactly, how California's doing.
Okay. So, like, how is it done in Midwest?
Well, it's been pretty entrepreneurial. People will set up actually one guy out of Washington that I was, Washington State, already had a big medical distribution company.
Okay.
Really entrepreneurial guy. He saw the light very quickly, so he started setting up testing centers all throughout Eugene, Oregon, and all throughout Seattle very quickly. But it slowed down pretty fast. It slowed down as quickly as it started.
Okay, that's sad.
There's another issue here as well with the U.S. government. I mean, you might have a big deal ready to be closed, and the government will come to your facility and, you know, hey, we're going to pay you for this stuff, but we're also going to take everything you have.
You're right. I read an article yesterday about, but then the article was dated 2020, okay? Like right when the pandemic started. So the article suggested how HHS started to provide these ID now, like point of care testing, to different nursing facilities in the United States. And they were giving out, say, $500 million or whatever, X number to those nursing facilities.
Yeah.
About it. I'm not too sure if it's still happening there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's been very disappointing the way that our government has handled this, in my opinion. I mean, I've known a handful of individuals that started mask companies thinking they were going to get government contract, and most of them couldn't even get their masks certified. So, and the government never came through with the contract, and then they're allowing, you know, hundreds of millions of masks from China to be sold in the country.
Okay, that's what's funny.
You know, talk about one product, it probably mirrors the other products. The same exercise has gone on with just about everything that relates to COVID. So, masks, gloves, testing, the three main things.
Yeah, I understand. So, Joe, in midway, we adopted point of...
You're breaking up, sir.
Pardon me, please.
You're breaking up quite a bit. I like her. I can now, yeah.
Okay.
You'll have to start over with a question.
Okay. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. So, I was looking forward to wondering, in the Midwest, which is the most adopted COVID-19 point-of-care test? Like, is it ID Now by Abbott, or, you know, is it BioFire Respiratory by BioFire Diagnostics, or is it Sysflex?
Coming off of popularity, I'm going to say when the big rush started a month or so ago, it was Celtrion Diatrust.
Okay.
And then iHealth came in. And now much smaller quantities of just about everything is available, but much smaller quantities. For example, no one could get Abbott or Quidel. Now you can get them without a problem. But again, smaller quantities.
Okay. So, is most popular there?
Once more, please.
Yeah, so it's Celtrion that is most adopted, like the product from Celtrion.
Right. Initially, not now.
Okay. So now it's like small quantities of different products.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. Makes sense. Great. So I think both your Joe, I have had a really nice experience speaking with you. Also, your feedback is extremely valuable. So I'm good here. Do you have any questions for me?
Well, what is your study going to do? What's your goal behind your study?
So apparently, I am conducting this very specific in nature study which says as nucleic acid, which is only nucleic acid, molecular nucleic acid based COVID-19 point of care testing in the United States. I'm trying to understand the whole distribution network for these POC COVID-19 tests in the United States across different regions like Northeast, West, South, West, Southeast, and Midwest. Yeah. So, that is the main agenda of my study, to understand the entire distribution network. How does, I wanted to understand how does a manufacturer, the role of a manufacturer, role of a distributor, and then role of an end user, like hospitals and nursing facilities and others. So last question, lastly, Joe, if you can help me understand, there are different end users as we discussed. There are hospitals, nursing facilities, urgent care settings, right? Say a distributor has 100% capacity, okay? How much do you think will be adopted by nursing facility, hospital, schools like academic or urgent care, elderly settings? How much percentage if you'd like to give?
Boy, I don't think I can answer that question. Every distributor is going to be different relationships. They're probably going to give the most attention to the biggest customer. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that customer, in general, if you can do a ballpark, that customer would be, hospital or...
What? Yeah, a hospital chain, maybe a pharmacy chain.
Okay.
Or senior care chain. There's quite a few large senior facility owners in the country that probably have huge demand. These guys own 100 to 250 seniors facilities.
Okay.
So
that's
huge. They demand a lot. Yeah.
Okay. So I think it's hospitals and elderly or urgent care centers that take up most of the part.
Yeah.
Can we
say
that? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So we are good. Sure, Joe. It's very benevolent of you to take out time and speak with me. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Question for you, sir, before you hang up, if you could help me. Do you have connections with any end users who may need anything in the PPE realm, such as gloves or masks, things of that nature?
At this point, Joe, no, but then I'm trying to set up few. I'm trying to get through few end users. So I think as soon as I get it, it's converted, I think I can share the details with you, and probably you can pitch and take it forward from there. Should that be helpful?
Yeah. So my biggest customer or my biggest product of interest is nitrile gloves.
Nitrile gloves. Okay. Noted. Okay.
And masks. Anywhere from 3-ply masks to N95s. My concentration though is really on the gloves. I've got a manufacturer out of Thailand, who's just a tremendous, reliable source, makes a probably make the best market, the glove on the market.
Okay, although I have
small
good.
And growing, but
yeah. Okay. Okay. I've noted it, Joe. I've noted gloves and masks. Gloves on priority, like good, like best, one of the best qualities, and then moving forward to mask. And as soon as I get in touch with any of the end user, I can share the details with you going forward in the weeks.
Okay. Could you share your email with me?
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So do you want me to message you on LinkedIn, or you would note it down?
Yeah, I'd like to do that. That in your phone number as well. Like I said, your number didn't come through. It said.
Yeah, I'll share my number as well as my email address.
Okay. Okay. I'll send you some information on the company I'm talking about. They're Envelicus, the name of the group.
Sorry, I missed you. What is the name of the group?
Envelicus.
Okay, Envelicus.
ENVELICUS.
Okay. Okay. Noted. Yes.
Okay.
Cool then. Have a great day. Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay. I hope I have some help you, Sarah.
Oh, you have immensely. Rest assured. Thank you so much. I am really honored.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.